Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Mavs Nation, good morning, happy Thursday, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Did you love it or not, Mavs Nation? Hey, even if you're not a Mavs fan, you can't help but like that groove, baby. That was Let's Go Mavs by D-Mac. Reppin', of course, Big D. They have another hot song called In Dallas. Now, I desired to play two, another song called Who They Want, Dallas Mavs, called the Dallas Mavs theme song, and that's by the Real Music group in Big D also. But it didn't upload, it didn't have enough time, it didn't upload before the show began. So you guys will hear that song during the next broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But wow, 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 don't you love it? It just really gets you hype, period. I mean, I love hype music. So that was D-Mac, Let's Go Mavs. I swiped that off of Mark Cuban's Facebook page. And so you, I'm sure he's tweeted it and on Facebook and Visit Dallas Mavs. If you're not friends with Mark Cuban and Brian Cuban and Jeff Cuban on Facebook and also with the Dallas Mavs, you definitely must be friends with Mike and Mike. First Take, ESPN, and the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks, and also the American, the AAC Center. Also, wow. I mean, it has an awesome website. I mean, not website, Facebook page, but website too, where you just know what's going on. Period. At the American Center, so that's cool too. So, you're up now if you wasn't awakened now, because that is a hot song. I love that song. But you can also visit. I've tweeted both songs out. The song that didn't upload in time for this morning's broadcast, and I'll also be talking with the creator of the Who They Want song probably this weekend, probably Sunday, when I do the special sports weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But that video, the song, that Who They Want song, is not only good and funny, also just like Let's Go Mavs, but the video is just so heartwarming and so on. But again, that was Let's Go Mavs by D-Mac, and I've tweeted it out and I've posted on like all of my pages. On Facebook and Tumblr, and I don't think I hit my MySpace page yet, but on my YouTube channel, if you go to my YouTube channel, both those videos are there. You know, YouTube.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, KulturShockEnt. So I had to like cut to the chase with a hype song like that and just go into talking about the game. But you know, today's topic is about building a wardrobe on a budget. And regardless of our budget, if you're a billionaire like Mark Cuban or struggling like me, you have a budget, you know? So it's just important to be on a budget. So I do my best to just, you know, this is a lifestyle show, and everyone lives a lifestyle. Everyone has a day-to-day life, and a part of our life is to have proper shelter, to be fed and to be clothed. That's supposed to be the goal, and it's sad that we see so much homelessness and so many hungry people. And then at the same time, you know, we need our budget. We need to take care of ourselves, and also we need to take care of our community. I always get into a rant like that, don't I? So excuse me, but I thank you. Oh my God, one of the first things I intend to do also is to thank all of you that spend 30 minutes of your time listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. If you listen live or if you listen to the archive shows, which you can listen to in their entirety if we exceed 30 minutes at my profile, Culture Shock Entertainment, KulturShockEnt-Fest. I'm looking forward to many of you being guests and talking with you, period. Just call in and say, what's up? Hey, you don't have to talk, but probably you can get your point across in 30 seconds. You know, really. That's what we're supposed to do, be able to get. If you want to just get your, you know, say, hey, what's up, in 30 seconds, you could do that. If you want to talk a little longer, that's cool, too. But I love communicating with you, period, via email and messages and the awesome YouTube videos that you send me and messages that you that I get via all the social networking pages, LinkedIn and Facebook and Tumblr and so on. Hey, connect with me on LinkedIn, my professionals. LinkedIn is an awesome site. And Reverb Nation, I'm not forgetting, because, wow, Reverb Nation, that just like Blonde Talk Radio, is really amazing me with the views and the support that I'm getting. I wouldn't have started the show if I didn't think it would be positive. But, you know, sometimes things, you know, don't work out. So I'm glad it's working now, and I'm blessed and thankful every second that things are working now. The more it is developing and it's growing, and I'm a research buff. I'm a history buff. So if you know, you hear my friends Roughneck and I, and you hear me having fun with the young ladies, Mr. Sheila and Miss Janice, which they would be back. They're ecstatically excited to return Monday to talk more about their work. But my thing is, ever since I was a little girl, whenever I do anything, writing papers, essays, I've always loved writing. I've always loved interviewing people. I've always loved researching people. I mean, one day we'll do a show on some of people that inspire me and inspire you too. I've always been inspired by some of the greatest hosts, talk show hosts, if it's from business shows to music shows. I mean, my early days, I was exposed to Wolfman Jack, to Dick Clark. I was born in 68, so I was exposed to such professional and fun hosts and producers. And so when I went to my first concert, Parliament concert at the age of 7, with my older sister and one of my cousins, I mean, I was just fascinated. Yeah, it was a lot of things going on at that concert. Come in Parliament, you dig? But I was just fascinated by a big event of that sort. And that really hit me then that I wanted to know a lot about the entertainment business, not just what go on in front of the camera and on stage, but what goes on and what does it take to prepare for an event like that. You just don't just up and say, hey, we're going to do a big event like that. I mean, as a little girl, I've always been exposed to family gatherings and family events, and like many of you. And so that takes preparation. So to produce a big concert and to produce events like that, I know that takes a lot of preparation. So I've always been interested in what producers and promoters and so on had done. So at an early age, I began studying on my own and talking with people of that sort, and being mentored by people, and surprisingly, people took me seriously. And I got this throughout my lifetime. I've received just a wealth of advice, and have learned things through trial and error. You know, sometimes you just have, because a lot of things aren't taught in school. And I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and so some things just aren't. I mean, we learn the basics of some things. Like if I'm studying a business about something, then I have to go out on my own and study that specialized topic of certain. I had to go out and learn things on my own, hands-on, and contact people. And back then, internet was not around, so I literally had to write people. I literally had to have the balls to pick. And I'm a shy person, which y'all know. I'm a brutally shy person. I'm a people person, but I'm a shy person. And you see, I'm talking to people from my past, people that know me. I'm comfortable with people who are really honest with me and truthful with me and show tough love with me, because they know what makes me tick. But then also I have friends that I have met online, and friends that I can make new friends constantly. I'm not a gullible, naive person, but you know when people are really your true friends. Because I'm not going to say anything about you on air or behind your back that I won't say in front of you. You know, that two-faced attitude and that two-faced personality, that's not for me. And people who are like that, I think they are easily discerned out of my life, you know. And that's another thing why I love about the internet. And I just started getting on the internet in 2007, and I just started blogging in 2007. But one thing that I do love about the internet is you, and I love it for celebrities and non-celebrities, you have the opportunity to point, to make your point and to expose the truth of your life and your career and hit the masses at once, because we all are not immune to rumors and defamation and so on. Last year there was a rumor out about me that I had died. That's a sad sucking rumor, isn't it? It was from a word of mouth rumor, but it easily could have hit the internet and might have. So happened a trusted friend of mine told me that a rumor was out that I was dead, and a lot of people thought I was dead. I don't know how I supposedly died, but thank God on Facebook and Twitter I tweeted out that I'm not dead, and a couple of people responded, say, hey, I heard you had died too. So it sucks when people do that, even when people do those host tweets and say certain celebrities have died. You all need to get a life on that. That's not right. I don't know why I went into that, but I just wanted to share that because I was just thanking people for their support and so on. And it's good to have, you know, constructive criticism is gets a thumb up. And I thank you and appreciate your feedback and inspiring topic ideas, and also informing me of how, and future guests and future special guests and you're, even yourself. I know many of you are just preparing yourself to talk, to come on the show and talk and to be interviewed. And also, I'm looking forward to begin opening in the chat room, because I know I listen to several other Blog Talk Radio shows, and I like going into the chat room. This show is developing so fast, and that's why I encourage you all to create your Blog Talk Radio user profile. Miss Janice Lewis has created hers, so you all can communicate and send her messages also. And I know many of you are opera lovers and classical musical lovers, so don't hesitate to message her and talk with her about opera. Some of you students or some of you that love might want to know just more, because she has released a gospel album and so on. So I'm just going on and on, but really today it's about building a wardrobe on a budget and shopping within your budget. Roughnet is on the line too, so to make room, make time for him. So, because you know, Roughnet need more than just a couple minutes. Because whenever he's on the show, we definitely exceed 30 minutes. So we have about 12 more minutes, and please feel free to call in at 1-714-409-0614. And again, I just want to thank just 15 G's plus of you that support the show in one form or fashion. And I thank and shout out my colleagues, fellow co-hosts and producers of blogtalkradio.com and the blogtalkradio.com staffers also. Later on the day, they just don't put us out there. It's hands-on. We get training also. I mean, some of us are novice, and some of us are big-time professionals with long-time running shows. So they don't just throw us out there. They provide support tools of us on hosting our shows. And if any of you are interested in hosting a show, don't hesitate to to speak up and so on. But like later on today, we have a training schedule. Usually it's on Wednesdays, but it'll be today. So looking forward to that. I think I might have a couple questions. But we're talking about wardrobe on a budget again, regardless of your budget. If you have a zero budget, or you definitely have a certain amount of budget, it's just important to know. Everybody wanted to do quality shopping for the best price. I mean, really, I have never... I been on both sides, a consumer and being a salesperson. Been on both sides. Even customers that I have had and that I have, you all remember to shop at my Mark Cosmetics boutique. I must plug it at mystore.com. backslash Bethany Williams. We have promotions going on all the time. Please register. I like giving out happies. I love samples. We all love samples. So if you don't register for my customer list, then how can you be updated on new news, sales before they happen, promotions before they happen, and how can you receive your samples and your happies if I don't have your proper contact information? Just wanted to let you know about that. So please register your contact information. I keep it private. I don't share your info. But you need to know what's hot with Mark and Empowerment by Mark. So next week we'll be talking about Empowerment by Mark. I think next Thursday I have that scheduled. And Friday we'll be talking about summer hair and skincare tips. So that should be interesting, very interesting. But again, I've tweeted some awesome articles, and I went back. Some articles are way back because I found some very well-written articles with really good advice pertaining to wardrobing, to redoing your budget. And a lot of times we can maintain items that we already have in our closet. Sometimes, you know, some people just throw everything out, but sometimes there are some items that you just want to keep and then wardrobe build on that. So that's real important. But for men, women, and for kids, it's just important to really, if you're just a high end shopper, there's ways to have your budget. If you just, you know, buy strictly high end, we all know that there's you know, to stay in contact and be on your favorite high end store contact list. Just like I'm asking you to get on my contact list with Mark, my Mark Cosmetics e-boutique. But at your favorite retailers, be sure to get on their contact list. Be sure in their email list. Be sure to let them let you know, because nowadays, since with the internet, there's so many just internet only sales. Be sure to let the retailers and your favorite salesperson know that you want to know things ahead of time when things are on sale, even your high end designs. And then nowadays, a lot of our high end designers now have labels in our economically friendly stores like Target and Walmart and Kmart. Oh, I wish we had a Kmart. We don't have a Kmart here in Jackson. It's so sad. I love Kmart. Love shopping at Kmart. We have had Kmart, obviously, but we don't. So sometimes, I mean, like Russell Simmons has his clothing line at Walmart, and then Martha Stewart, you know, she has lines on all levels. And Kathy Ireland, she has a home furnishing label with JCPenney's. So sometimes, I mean, even if you're strictly high-end, sometimes you might find some favorite items at some of the regular retailers like JCPenney's and Target and so on, since so many designers now create items for different price brackets. And see, that's my vision for my clothing lines. And just like Anthony, who will be the subject of discussion tomorrow, I mean, Anthony will be on HSN this weekend, and he's been on HSN for 17 years. And, you know, he formerly designed for JCPenney's also. But Anthony also is a high-end designer. You visit his website, and I've never, I can't wait to go to L.A. and visit his studio. He is a high-end designer also. He designed high-end clothing and high-end gowns, couture. I mean, so sometimes you have to do your research regarding some of your favorite designers. But also when you're bargain shopping, one thing that through my experience, and when I was studying fashion at Hines Community College in the late 80s, which it applies today, I mean, when you're bargain shopping and you're on a budget, sometimes if items are marked down, or if you're at an outlet store, because I've always loved outlet shopping for designer fashions, And I can't wait to go on a shopping spree. You just don't know. You all might say, well, she's hitting the topic on the head because I need this. But I need this advice also. Believe me, because I definitely need to upgrade my wardrobe. And that's something, being in the fashion industry, and I need to regroup my wardrobe. Oh, and on Bravo TV, I see what Rachel Doe Project is on, so I just letting some of you all know that love Bravo like I love Bravo. But I need to hurry up, or Roughneck is going to have a fit, because you all know he have much to say. But many of you showed interest in this topic regarding dressing for the demand of upgrading and your wardrobe on a budget. What's important is you also inspect how your clothing is made and the type of stitching. It's good to get that discount and get that good deal, but is the good deal worth it also? So also, you know, inspect how your product is manufactured and also, and if there's any flaws, that the flaws aren't too major. And then also, if you have a good tailor, find you a good tailor. I mean, I'm a designer, but I'm not an expert at sewing. I can hand sew a little bit, and I've had some sewing classes. But my tailor, whom when I do get a good budget, because I need to get some samples made, is June Wee here in Jackson at Ridgewood Alterations and Custom Tailoring. So if you're in Jackson, holla at June on Ridgewood. So when and she stay busy, really. She's always overwhelmed with work. And I need to call her, too, or text message her. But I need to tell her that I blasted her on radio this morning. But really, if you have a good tailor, or if you are a good tailor yourself, your mom or sister or whomever, or you, if you buy something that might be a little too, that you say, oh, this needs to be altered, and you know your tailor is good or the seamstress in your life is good, you go ahead and you get that item, and then you let your tailor or your favorite tailor at your favorite department store, I think most cases they only tailors at the department stores, they only tailor something that you purchase at this particular store, most cases. But you present to your tailor, hey, I need to get this garment fitted for me. Yeah, I know I bought it two sizes too big, but I know that you do good work. So if you know that you can really get the item off to, then you go ahead and get that item. But it's real important. Some people, I don't shop at garage sales, but I know some garage sales are popular. So you'll see in some of the articles that people are advised to shop for items, shopping tips are shopping at garage sales. And secondhand thrift stores, you know, they're real popular. So there's etiquette and ways to shop for those certain items. I wanted to share something, some notes that I'm looking at, some of my old notes. I'm addressing for the demands of your job. And then this is something that I'm looking at. You look at the people that you work around. You look at the type of work that you do. And then you consider the image that you want to project. Your wardrobe should consist of 40% of quality clothes. That's quality clothes. That's dealing with your work, you know, professional clothes, 40% quality clothes. 20% evening wear. That's after 5, special occasion, you know, et cetera, evening wear. 20% sportswear. 20% casual wear. And and just plan your wardrobe with a particular budget. I'm looking at a figure that I have in my notes. It's just for a regular, everyday middle class person. Is you know you could for example, I mean you can plan a wardrobe with $1,000 to $2,000. And, you know, that takes some planning, but it's not really that hard. You can just spontaneous shopping. But remember, dressing for the demands of your, you know, for your job and your everyday life. Consider, number one, the people you work around, the type of work that you do, and the image that you want to project. And your wardrobe should consist of 40% quality clothes, 20% evening wear, 20% sportswear, 20% casual. And for example, a basic wardrobe between $1,000 and $2,000. Okay? And then when you're shopping, you know, it's proper etiquette. Sometimes people talk about how salespeople treat them, but consider how you treat salespeople also. You know, because some people can be really crazy. I'm talking from both sides. So, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated when you're out there shopping. Because remember, you're the one on the budget, and you want the best deal. Yeah, the salesperson wants to sell, but good salespeople want to help you also. So I thank you. I didn't have time for Roughneck because I know a lot of people wanted information. So hopefully he'll be a part of the show real soon, and you all can hear some things that you need to talk about. But many of you showed interest in wanting to know some basic info regarding a wardrobe on a budget and shopping. And so, you know, online shopping, and it's good. Like, if you're not strictly online shopping, you know, mix it up. If you before you go out to the malls and the shopping centers, do some online researching and some online shopping. That goes back to getting signing up for emails from your favorite department stores. Because I know I get emails from several of my favorite stores, and like sometimes they don't strictly have online sales. But if you're going out, you like to know about future sales or future new items that you're getting or future new designers that they'll start selling in the near future. So it's just, you know, you can do your online research and then hit the stores because, you know, I need to get a new car, but I know that, you know, we got not only a budget for our wardrobe, we got a budget for gas and budget for what we eat, back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show. We all on a budget regardless of our income brackets, our socioeconomic status. That's what I said, this show is about entertainment, beauty, a lifestyle show. It's about everyday living. And so, you know, you do little basic stuff, little everyday stuff. It's not hard work, even though they say, well, I don't like. I let my wife do the shopping for me. Or, oh, my husband does all the shopping, buy all my clothes, pick out all my clothes. Yeah, but then also you do a little tweaking, do a little researching, and do your part also. It could be fun, you know, to do it together also. Hey, guess what? I'm going to go shopping with you. I've been doing a little research of my own, and I found some really good things on a bargain, you know. So it could be a fun thing to do. So, I'm going to do my best. I'm definitely going to write a blog on this. I'm kind of behind on some of my blog, and I know I'll be telling you all. I've been, you know, I post a lot of info, and I love to write, so I'm going to get better. Just don't have enough hours in the day dealing with certain things, but I do my best to keep my word. So I'm going to definitely write blogs on this and on some in the past items, topics that I told you I will blog about. But I have been providing you all with daily information on my blog. So remember to check out my blog, Culture Shock Entertainment reports.wordpress.com and so on. And shout out to all the Mark girls also and everyone at Corporate in New York because we have a webcast. We're with Mark Mentor Anna in Texas. I don't know if that's just her event. Corporate is next week. But this evening, I'll be participating in a webcast, learning a lot about online marketing and selling with, I know, Mark Mentor Anna. She's in Dallas, Texas. Okay, well, thank you all. I didn't have time. Oh, my goodness, he's going to kill me. But I'm going to connect to him right quick, and then we will talk before the end of the show expire. Okay, well, God bless, and thank you all for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And what's up? What's up? The big game tonight. And we're all blessed to be up this morning, and I'll just have a good one. Love you all, and thank you for your support, and I'm having fun supporting you also. So keep your info and coming and sending me good stuff. and providing me with constructive criticism also, okay? I like constructive criticism, but you know, people that talk mean and ugly, you all can keep your opinions, okay? Name calling and stuff like that. Okay, well, thank you and God bless. Rubnik. We're disconnected. So I'm going to end the show the way I began, with Let's Go Mass by D-Mac. Thank you all, and let's get hype.
Let's go.
again, thank you for spending some time, some quality time with me this morning during Culture Shock Entertainment Report's live broadcast. Have a good one. God bless. Until next time.